Are we live? Are we live? Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I talk gray. I am here with the owner of Serenity Hair and Spa, Nakia. How you doing today, Queen?
I am wonderful. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing good. You know, it is rainy weather, you know, as good as I can.
Right.
I just saw you. You just came back from Jamaica?
Yes.
Right.
Last time I went was what? In the summertime? The best time to go.
Okay.
Yes.
How was the trip?
It's always a pleasure. I always visit family, you know. I got to touch the sea because you got to wash off the crosses.
Wash off. Were you born there?
No. I'm born and raised here in Miami, but my parents are Jamaican.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So did you go much when you was a kid?
All the time. Every summer, every holiday.
All right, so how much of the culture is seeped in, though?
It's fully seeped in, 100%. Yes, I bleed yadi.
Okay. So you know how to cook, all that type of stuff?
Absolutely, 100%.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, you might be like a relic, because you know that ain't really...
It's rare.
Yeah, yeah. Rare than a T-bone steak out here.
Yes, my grandmother definitely made sure I could cook, clean, all of that. All of her Jamaican traditions, she made sure she instilled that.
Okay, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I like that. You know, we need some of the good old school stuff.
We sure do.
All this modern stuff nowadays ain't really where it's at.
Nah.
Okay, so did you go, so you went to school here?
Yeah, I went to school here, high school, elementary, college, everything
College?
Here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what did you take up in college?
Yes, I went to the University of Florida. Shout out to the Gators, you know.
Okay.
You know we bleed orange and blue.
All right.
Yes, and I studied food and resource economics, specializing in international trade.
International trade?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Explain
so nothing,
that. Like, what was that about?
Nothing related to what I do now. But I was interested in that because I said it's an economic proof industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that if I studied that and I wanted to go anywhere in the world, or if I decided that I wanted to work for corporate, I know that I would have a good paying job because people have to eat 3 times a day. It just made sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you ever use that in like the 9-to-5 world?
Not at all.
So you never use it at all?
At all.
Yeah, so Sally Mae coming for you now.
Nah, I didn't even take out that much loans, you know?
So you didn't take out no loans?
Nah, I worked. Built my clientele. I did hair while I was in school. That was my bread and butter.
Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations to you.
Yes.
So you ain't out here like the rest of us waiting for Biden to pass that law with the...
Nah, we try to keep up with our bills. You got to pay the people.
I'm kind of semi-jealous, man. Yeah, Sally Mae, they still be hitting me up,
they
man.
They still hitting you up?
Yeah.
They ain't right.
Yeah, man. But that's so okay. So you never used it. So you've been doing hair since when?
Well, since I was in my mother's womb. That's what I tell everybody because she went to cosmetology school while she was pregnant with me. So I grew up in the salon. However, I mean, I was assisting her while I was, you know, in middle school. Mm-hmm. So I basically, she trained me. So when I went off to college is when I basically took it seriously. So I've been doing it for like a good 10, 12 years outside of the salon. Oh, well, her salon, shall I say.
Okay, then you said you was doing it while you were in school as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for 4 years.
No jobs.
Nah, I can't work for them people.
Never, you ain't working at McDonald's, nah. Nowhere.
No, mm-mm. Wow. I've always been an entrepreneur, always.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
So can you give us like the history, the background of the name of the business?
So initially the business name was Hair in Motion and that name held for about 18 years. Mm-hmm. And then in 2007, we decided to switch the name to Serenity Hair and Spa because we always wanted a full service salon. So not just hair, but have hair, nails, skincare, and everything offered under one roof.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so you said skincare, all of that in here too?
All of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know you said your mom introduced you to the business, right?
Yes.
But now you're the owner.
Yes.
Okay, so when you took over, did you have to like change any systems or processes, or did you follow the same ones?
Initially, to be honest and frank with you, I followed her systems. And until I met Boss Man Rich, Money Bag Rich.
Okay. ROV, shout out to ROV.
He has taught us systems. So we have new systems put in place that we're using to scale the business in a way where it can expand without us physically being inside the business or working behind the chair.
Okay. So what skills did you acquire to feel like I'm ready to do this now?
Well, I mean, I can do a bad silk press. I mean, hair care is the name of the game. And we just, we have that on lock here at Serenity. Those are definitely skills we have.
Okay.
What else? The business side of it, I mean, when you're an entrepreneur, you don't have a choice. You're the accountant, you're the marketer, you're the janitor, you do everything, you wear all hats. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've perfected juggling. So okay. Now I'm trying to sit in my CEO position, you know?
Okay. So do you think there's a difference between entrepreneur and CEO?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, because explain it for us.
As an entrepreneur, most entrepreneurs work in their business and mm-hmm. on the business 24/7. Mm-hmm. You don't get a break. You know, you don't work a 9 to 5. You work a 9 to 9.
Okay.
You work probably 18 hours instead of, you know, just clocking in and just taking off that hat and going to do something else. You know, as an entrepreneur, it is full time. But as a CEO, you're running your business. You're mostly focusing on your numbers. You're focusing on, okay, what do we need to do differently? You're making different decisions. You're more in your creative seat.
Okay.
You know, that's what the CEO does.
Okay. Get them numbers right.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
So did you ever look at like what your weaknesses and your strengths so you can know what you have to do versus what you have to delegate?
Yes. That's a good question, Wayne. Weaknesses. My weakness definitely is time management. Time management and procrastinating, putting things off for the next day. I've been reading books to try to tighten up on that because okay. It's definitely a muscle you have to exercise and be intentional about. But as far as delegating, you know, for so many years when you're doing business, when it was my mom and myself, we've done everything on our own for so many years. So to try and delegate and not micromanage, allowing people to do their thing in their excellence and in their creative way, it takes time and it's an adjustment, but you know, you got to get with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We like the transparency.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So did you make any sacrifices coming into this new role or anything like that in your personal life?
Sacrifices in my personal life? No. Why? Because the business is my personal life. So the sacrifice that I'm making now is making the separation of the two and not being so consumed with my business.
Okay. Yeah, no, you gotta do that. You still gotta have a life.
Absolutely. I mean, I travel though. I do make time, but sometimes it's impulsive and that's where the problem lies. And you gotta do things in a way where you're doing it freely and it's not a burden to you. So that's where the difference comes in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what would you say are some of your biggest challenges now that you're in this seat?
The biggest challenges?
Yeah.
Good question, Wayne. You asking some good questions.
You gotta get it on the money.
The challenges are the technical side, marketing side, because marketing has changed. Business since 2019 and moving forward has completely changed from how we know it, even going to school. So it's learning the new ways of doing business, you know, learning TikTok. I'm not a TikToker. I gotta be figuring out how to do all of these things on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. So that's the adjustment and that's been a challenge for me, but I'm learning.
Okay. So you're the owner and you're behind the chair.
Yes.
What made you wanna do both?
I didn't have a choice. I kind of was thrusted into it.
Okay.
Yes, I've always been an entrepreneur and the owner inside this business, but now we're 50-50 on paper, but now I'm full-time in it. But I'm really trying to remove myself. Not trying, I am removing myself, but over a 6-month period. That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that the fact that you are behind the chair, right? Mm-hmm. How do you find time to scale the business?
I don't sleep.
You don't sleep?
I take naps now.
Okay.
No, I have to take naps. Because if we want to continue to scale the business, I can't say, well, I don't have time. I have to make time. And that's the difference between an entrepreneur and a CEO. The CEO doesn't have that choice to say, I don't want to, or I don't feel like. Mm-hmm. You just got to do it. Okay. Or taking off 2-3 days and just getting it done. Yeah. Sitting in the business and working on the business to get those things done so that we have time to do other things later.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so are you taking home a profit from the business outside of you being behind the chair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, the business is set up that way. We have our business set up as we're an incorporation. So it's very important.
So it's incorporated.
Yes, we're not an LLC.
Okay.
Yes, we incorporated. So our taxes are done a little differently. So Serenity cuts us a check. And then as owners, we get a check as well separately.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That girl got her thing on.
Yes.
All right. So if I wanted to open up my own salon, right?
Yes.
Can you kind of walk me through the steps of how I would do that?
Absolutely. If you wanted to open your own salon right now, like today.
Yeah.
First, you have to go get your license.
Okay.
Because you got to know how to do something in your business. If everybody walks out and you don't know what to do, then what happens? You're going to close it down.
Yeah.
But if you're not trying to work in the business, then first thing you will have to do is file either LLC or an incorporation, or if you're a sole proprietor, you have to decide how you want to run your business. Once that foundation is laid, then, you know, opening your bank accounts, having credit, business credit, that's very important because we need money and there's a lot of money out there. The state offers money, the government, SBA offers a lot of money. So it's just knowing where to get the money. And the cities, the municipalities and the county also offers money. So as a Black person, you know, we have, Blacks have grants that are offered to them as well. And being a woman, you know, for the ladies out there, it's a minority, so you get money that way as well. So you definitely want to make sure you're getting money that's not yours or spending so much of your money. That's a major thing. And making sure you file your taxes.
Yes.
I do everything by the books, so I like to stay organized in that way. Having QuickBooks, making sure you're on top of your numbers, making sure you're running all your money through your business and not just saying, okay, we got cash, because this is a cash flow business. You want to make sure all of your money goes through the bank. So when the banks say, hey, I want to, if you go to the bank, you say, I want a bigger space, or I want to purchase a building, or I'm ready to purchase my home. A lot of stylists don't look good on paper, so they have to, you know, either pay more cash or being in more debt, paying higher interest rates. So you want to make sure you start your business in a way where you look good on paper. That's very important as a small business owner.
Yes. So how do you figure out the pricings for your services?
Numbers. It's a lot of math that goes into it, because you have to look at your competition. That's for one. You got to say, okay, based on the type of work that I do, does it match the price list of other stylists? You got to look at your area. You know, what I charge here in Miami, someone in Kansas City may not be able to charge. So you have to be mindful of that as well. Our overhead, your expenses have to be covered, and you got to make sure that covers at least, I have it at 7% of my income is covered towards expenses of the business. So your percentages have to be on point. I have an Excel spreadsheet just for that income and expenses, so that I know how to charge people and make sure that we're making enough money to cover all of that.
Keep the business afloat.
Absolutely. Okay. And knowing when to raise prices, because there's a thing called, you know, inflation that we all
high as hell now.
Yes.
Okay. So do you focus more on execution or strategy?
Both. You have to do both.
Okay.
You have to plan and you have to execute. If you don't make time to plan, you fail to fully, your business will fold. Fully.
Okay. I mean, because you always hear like, you can't focus too much strategy. You just got to go out there and do. Because sometimes when you focus so much on trying to strategize, you don't move.
Yes, you can't. Some people get stuck in strategy mode. They have all these great ideas and they don't execute. But sometimes when you go out and execute and you don't have a plan and you're all over the place and you're wasting time. So I believe in making your plan and then going out and execute. If that doesn't work, then you can always go back to the drawing board.
Okay.
And make adjustments.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, adjustments is good.
Yes, and run things by other like-minded people. That's very important too.
Yes.
Not doing everything on your own. That's another challenge that I had to
really
answer that part of your question is that, you know, I thought, okay, I got this. You know, maybe I could watch a couple YouTube videos or coast and do things the way I've been doing it, but that doesn't work. Sometimes you need a business mentor. You need a coach. You need someone who is in a higher position as you, who has scaled their business if it's not the same industry or another industry, so that they can help you get to that level.
Yes.
Humbling yourself to listen to someone and get corrected and be corrected.
Correct.
That's a challenge. That is a whole challenge.
So why do you think that's a challenge though?
It is, because you have to look at yourself. And as a business owner, it all falls back to leadership.
Okay.
And what you do, it falls from the head and flows down to the body.
Okay.
Which is your employees and everybody else in the business.
Okay. No, you're 100% right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways your business carries out integrity?
Oh, we big on integrity.
Okay,
real big. Like capital I integrity.
Okay.
Because we do things with honesty. It's all about how you do things without people looking. Like, I'm not going to charge people double because it's the holidays. No, you know, we do things across the board kosher.
Really?
And just, you know, doing things in integrity is major here. Like, I'm not going to throw a relaxer in some conditioner because somebody's hair was too thick. Like, we're not doing that, you know. And I know other salons that do stuff like that. So we're big on doing things properly, dotting our I's and crossing our T's. That's very important to us because that's our reputation. And at the end of the day, that's all you got.
Okay.
It's reputation.
So what are your thoughts when you hear customer service, and is the customer always right?
Yes. Because if they not right, then I'm in trouble. Then I got bad reviews on Google.
Yeah, no facts.
So we always gotta, it's all about leadership.
Yeah.
Humbling yourself. Do I want to cuss this person out and be right? Or do I want to make sure that they're a satisfied client and they're returning? Mm. It's all about, okay, if this one person comes over the scale of a year, that's one person at $10,000. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
So you gotta make sure we're nice.
No, you're right. Because you know, when it comes to us, sometimes we struggle in that area when it comes to customer service. Mm-hmm. So what about like your home girls or your friends, them? Do they come here too as well?
Oh, absolutely. Or? And they pay.
So how do you deal with that? Because I know sometimes as a business owner, when you're cool or you have your friends, sometimes you can get lackadaisical when it comes to the service. So do you ever have any challenge with that?
Yes. I used to have that issue with my family members, not so much my friends.
Okay.
Because your friends got a little bit more respect, but it's all in communications. You know, my family don't try me like that because I had to let them know, listen, this is my business. If you were to go to someone else, you would pay them full price. You wouldn't even ask them. When you go to the Louis store, you're not asking Louis Vuitton for a discount. So when you come here, operate the same way. And they say, all right. Or they just go somewhere else and pay because they feel like they're too familiar. So it's very important that you lay your foundation and be clear. You don't have to be rude.
Yeah, but set those boundaries.
Let them know there are boundaries here. You can't come here anytime you feel like because you know me or, you know?
Exactly.
Yes. And you're right, just to add to what you said about in our community, meaning the Black community.
Correct.
Customer service is something that we do need to work on, and it's not taught. You know, we're so used to, okay, this makes money, let me do this and do it however I want it. We expect the same results as other communities and how they run their business, but we have to definitely work on that. And that comes with leadership and mentorship. Sometimes we absolutely don't know. And when we go to classes or we take courses or we have someone telling us, hey, instead of doing this way, you can do it that way.
No, exactly.
It makes all the difference. But it's all about humbling yourself and taking correction.
Yes.
And do we as a community like that?
Nah.
Right. You
know. But I think there is some progress. But like you said, you know, we do have to be open-minded to taking that correction.
It's definitely gradual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what other streams of income do you bring in here outside of just doing hair?
We have our shampoo and conditioner, our organic shampoo and conditioner. It's called the All Purpose Nourishing Shampoo and Conditioner. You can grab a bottle, Wayne.
This is for the bald headed people too?
Yes, for all hair types. It works for everyone, children, men and women.
Oh, nutmeg, chamomile, coconut.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Rosemary. Okay.
Ingredients you can read.
Exactly. Not
right.
Kathiathai.
Exactly.
Kazorax. Like, what the hell is this?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is another stream of income, and I'm very big on retailing because retail is a stream of income. And what I do acknowledge about business owners in our community is that a lot of girls, if they do facials, they have a skincare line. If they if they do hair, they provide hair. Like, our community, I would definitely say, has scaled it up. I mean, we have our ways, but they've definitely been taking advantage of it. But it's important to know that retailing definitely is a way of scaling your business in a in a next level.
All right. So how are you staying competitive in your market?
Well, staying competitive is making sure that what is it that I offer that is different from what other people have. And organic and vegan is definitely a wave of today's age. Between, you know, the 20s, 30s, and 40s, everybody's trying to live right and live righteous, you know? They want to eat clean. So we made sure that's how we were different. And that's another way of doing things in integrity. I didn't want to just go to a vendor in China and say, slap this together, let me put my logo on it and sell it to my people. I want to make sure that it works and it's effective. You know, a lot of clients complain about having dry, itchy scalp, stuff like that. Their hair is dry. I want to make sure that it actually works. I don't want to send them home with something and know I got their money and they're not seeing the results. So that's another way we do things in integrity.
Okay, I like that. So y'all making this?
We have it being made in a lab. Okay. But our stuff is FDA approved, so it's an FDA approved lab as mm-hmm. well. So, you know, we had a chemist or an organic chemist formulate these shampoo and conditioner.
Right, mm-hmm. I like that. I'm at the cop one, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, support shiny. Our business.
All right, okay. So when you're making decisions for the business, right, mm-hmm. are you making it more so for where you want the business to be or where the business is at currently?
Both. A little okay, bit explain. Of both, but more so where I want it to be.
Okay.
Yes, because it's about how, it's about knowing your timeline, knowing your deadlines. You know, mm-hmm. you got your 2 weeks, your 6 month, your 1 year, your 5 years. So it's important to know, okay, what do I have to do now in order to get this done a year from now? What do I have to do within a year to get things done within 5 years? So those decisions have to be made now. And that's another part of being a CEO. You always have to be in creative mode. We always have to be thinking about ahead.
Yes.
Right. Can't just be in the now, or then 30 years have passed and you're still working in the now, which is what a lot of cycles that people get stuck in. It's like the rat race. You know, well, I have my own business. I can make my own money, but how are we gonna make money in a way where I'm sleeping at night and my business is still making money for me?
Cha-ching.
Okay. That's right.
So what's your thoughts on like partnership?
Partnership works if the partners work.
Okay.
But anything with more than one head can also be destructive. So you got to know that you're going in business with the right people. Mm-hmm. Okay. They have to have the same mindsets, communication, leadership, all of that. Correct. It has to work. It has to make sense. Mm-hmm. So nothing wrong with partnership, but not too many partners. Because everybody want to have a say, and then it's like having too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
No, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's just because in our culture, you know, we're so competitive in competition, mm-hmm. and we don't realize there's strength in numbers.
Yes.
You know, it's like even when you get into real estate, when you see these multi-units popping up out here, mm-hmm. that's not just one person doing that.
No.
That's several people coming together. So I feel like we miss out on creating that generational wealth because we don't want to work with each other. You trying to be in competition of this one or that one, mm-hmm. you know? So I think coming together is important, but like you said, you know, you do got to look at like, okay, what's the mindset? So are you putting yourself in rooms to see who's has a mindset similar to yours?
Yes, as a business owner, we always have to network. Mm-hmm. I can't not go anywhere. Like we always have to be in a position where we're meeting new people because like you said, there'll be opportunities where, for example, in the salon industry, people want to get together and get enough real estate or purchase real estate to have suites, have multiple beauty owners in one space.
Correct.
And you have other people in other cultures who do it, like you said, and we don't have, you don't see that in
yes.
our culture. So I agree with you with that. And that I agree that, you know, partnerships work in that sense. Being like silent investors, like, okay, yes. I'm gonna put 10 grand here, you throw 50 grand here, and we make it work. We buy the block.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, buy the block.
Yes.
Okay, so let me kind of switch it a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw a post the other day with Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So she was speaking about when she was in office with Barack, she mm-hmm. wanted to go natural, mm-hmm. right? But she kind of was hesitant because she wasn't sure that the country was ready for it.
Mm.
So have you ever experienced anything like that here or with any of your clients, like them feeling like they had to put in a lace front or get a weave or something like that because they were not ready to be natural?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Wayne.
Okay.
We definitely have clients who come here and, mm-hmm. and being that it's a beauty business, it's definitely hands-on because we're in such close proximity of people and yeah. you really get to, beauty is connected with what's going on within. So correct. However they feeling, whether they're going through a divorce, whether it's their job, whether it's their kids, whether it's pregnancy, mm-hmm. we see it firsthand and it affects them mentally. And the first thing they want to go for is their hair. Mm. So, you know, we definitely deal with that. And as in our community, a lot of times it's, oh, well, I have an interview. I got to straighten my hair. But why you don't want to wear your hair curly? I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you.
But I ask those
questions just okay. to see where their mind is at. And it is something that we've actually shifted from. Nowadays, these girls are like, I don't care. I'm going to the interview with my braids in. If they have a problem with that, that's their problem. Like, I know what I offer. Like,
yeah.
the attitude has definitely shifted. It's mm-hmm. not like 20 years ago where it's, oh, you know, I have to look a certain way. I have to have straight hair. Like, I feel like this new generation is completely moving away from that, and they're very grounded in who they are. So yeah. I've noticed a difference over the years of doing hair and being in the business.
Mm-hmm. You know, this new generation is definitely more rebellious.
Very.
Saying they want to do things their way.
Yes, I love that though.
Yeah, I love it too. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you ever had to be a therapist being here?
Do I? We're psychologists. We're not licensed, but we're definitely psychologists. It's just like the barbershop. I mean, again, mm-hmm. we're in close proximity of people, and they vent, they cry, they laugh. You know, we're like family. Some clients become family because they talk about their children, they talk about their parents. We go through the deaths of their parents. Like, we go through so much as a people. We build such strong rapport at that, and they talk about what goes on at the job. We learn so much. You know, the beauty business and even the barber business is a place where you go to when you find out the latest news. That hasn't changed.
Okay.
And it won't change. And I love that about our industry.
All right.
Yeah.
So what hairstyles do you guys specialize in here?
Ooh, good question, Wayne. What do we specialize here at Serenity? We specialize in silk presses, extensions,
okay,
coloring, treatments, precision hair cutting,
okay,
stuff like that.
Hair cutting, like fade, like line up.
I could fade it up, line it up.
Really?
We got a strong clipper game in here.
Oh snap! Okay, that's what's up.
We'll give you a purple stripe in the back too.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. So women are actually still getting perms?
Yes.
Really?
We do relaxers too. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I wouldn't think that, like,
absolutely
at this current age of the day that we're in, women are still getting perms. Mm-hmm. I mean, just all the negative effects that you hear when it comes with perms.
Mm-hmm. They still get relaxers, but it's all in how it's done.
Uh-huh.
And I find that, and that's another thing about us doing things in integrity, like the products that we use, you know, making sure we're doing things the way we're taught. In cosmetology, it's not just, okay, well, let me slap this perm on and leave you over here while you burning it. And when it burns, you tell me so that you don't do that, you know? Mm. So we want to make sure that people have long hair, if they have relaxers or whatever they choose and decide, you know, hair care is definitely important. But we have clients who get both relaxers and natural. Not everyone who is natural, they say, I don't want to deal with this no more. Mm. I don't have time for this.
Mm. Yeah, that's the excuse.
I can't go outside looking crazy. Someone just last night said, I can't come out because my hair is not done. But they know, okay, if I got a wrap, then I could just boom, boom, one, two, and I'm good.
The convenience excuse. Yeah,
right. That's exactly right.
So do you think women still now need weaves to feel confident?
Some of them do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in South Florida. I mean, this is the bottom. Everybody has on long eyelashes, 30-inch weaves. They got the BBLs. They got their teeth done. It's definitely...
Yeah.
South Florida is definitely intimidating. Mm-hmm. So for you to be confident in who you are and in your skin here is a little different than maybe another city or state. But not everyone. Most of our clientele, they wear their hair. But I do know we have a lot of our clients also who come and just get their hair shampooed and blow dried to go to their wig appointment.
Wig?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They have their wigs hung up in the closet like they people. Who do you want to be today?
Yeah. Well, I see, you know, women be posting like, oh, yeah, my man went different women, so I got this wig, that wig.
Right. They do that.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So would you look at hairstyling as an art?
Absolutely. Hairstylists are artists. It's definitely an expression of artistry.
Okay.
Because we're working with coloring. You have to be creative. And that it goes back to making sure that your mind is good, making sure hair is good so that you can come on the floor and create and be who you need to be for your clients.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Yes.
So where do you see the business going?
I see us going far. We want to have franchises. We definitely want to franchise this
franchise.
Business.
Franchise. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We want to scale the business in that way. So we want to be in major cities because what we have to offer is it's a niche for sure, specializing in texture. Mm-hmm. Not everyone knows how to do textured hair. I mean, most people go to who? The Dominicans. You want your hair done, you want a nice blow, you go to the Dominicans. You know? So we definitely have our niche here and we want to share it with the world.
All right.
Yes.
So what's the vibe up in here? Like, what does it be like normally?
The vibe is definitely eclectic.
Eclectic.
Yes.
Okay.
It's eclectic because it's a ministry. But not only is it a ministry, like people, it's a safe space for women.
Okay.
And they can come here and feel comfortable being who they are. It doesn't have to be like, oh, you coming here and people judging you, not none of that. So they come here and they're always comfortable. We always have, you know, the gospel music playing, or we have nice vibes playing in the background, or a movie on Netflix that we all watch together and cry.
Some Cartel like up that. In here?
Nah, we're not playing no Cartel in here. It's definitely a luxurious space. I'll play some Cartel when I get in my car, though.
Okay, I can get with that. All right.
It's a Zen vibe. Serenity is definitely the name that it is. It's serene in here. It's definitely a peaceful place.
Yes, I can see that. You know, it feels that way.
Yes.
Okay, so for you, what's going to be in the cards for you, like personally?
Personally?
Yeah.
For me, personally? Good question. I don't even think I've worked on me personally.
Wow. You know, you got to.
You know? That's so bad. Personally, I want to have a family. I want to get married.
Okay.
Yes, because as a business owner, we can't be out here single for 30, 60 years. You know,
right.
Some women, they all about their business. They don't want no kids. They don't want no husband. I don't want that for myself.
You want the wife title.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to be taken care of. I want to be kept.
Oh, kept. You know? All right. Kept. So do you believe in prenups?
Yes. When you're a business owner, you have to have a prenup.
Why do you feel that way?
Because some people don't have good intentions. Not everyone has good intentions. And you don't want, we in love right now, but then when you beefing, it's like, I'm taking everything you got.
Yeah, you got
that. You're not
that,
doing
you
that.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a clean cut. Everybody good. You got yours, I got mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, we don't been seeing them out here, man.
Nah. Women like to think with, and most women go into a marriage just for that, for the money.
Yeah. No, so yeah, of course.
So if you tell her as a man, listen, I need you to sign this, she might not even want to do it. Then you'll know what her intentions are. But
correct.
As a business owner, it's like Kim K and Kanye, like they had to sign that paperwork because they had their businesses. I mean, he's a good man. He still made sure that she had her stuff and she was established where she wouldn't be dependent on him so much. But it all depends on who you marry, you know. That choice is... It's for everybody's free will.
Yeah,
Choose wisely.
Yeah, you got to. Yes. What's your thought on 50-50 going 50-50?
Nah, it's 100-100.
Nah. Okay, it's 100-100?
It's a 100-100.
All right.
You got to give it your all. No half business.
Okay, so you have your head on there, Nikia.
Real
like
tight.
That. All right.
It's 30.
Okay, well, this was awesome.
Yes.
I'm so glad you allowed me to come out here and interview you.
Yes.
You know? Let everybody know where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram at Empress Next, EmpressNaKS. And for Serenity, you can follow our business at The Serenity Hair Spa on Instagram and on Facebook, The Serenity Hair and Spa, and on YouTube, The Serenity Hair and Spa.
All right.
Absolutely.
Business is everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
But global.
Global.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Nikia. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Wayne, for having me.
No, of course. I got to get one of these.
Yes, I got you. Say less.
All right.
That's on the house.
What?
Yes.
Y'all heard what she said, right?
It's on
the house. Man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and we out of here. Yeah.